Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down. You think you can, but you can't.
Oh, it hurts.
Oh, no. Game time.
Do you want to explain to everybody why you were laughing?
Well, everybody in here at the same time decided to... What's this called? The way... It's like breakdancing move. What's it called?
Popping and locking?
No, we weren't popping and locking.
It was the wave. We start like the with wave, one side, it goes through your shoulder and
like
out the other.
Like the snake or something. Yeah. I don't forget what it's called, but let's just say we got moves. Not like Jagger, though.
Some of us do.
Can't Be Kennedy, okay. Brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Kate is from Waltham. Good morning, Kate.
Hi, guys.
Hey, girl.
I understand Kate is going to be stuck in meetings at work all day.
Oh.
Fun stuff.
I had a few of those yesterday. They were long. Kate, got a lot accomplished.
Kate, what do you do for a living?
I train doctors and nurses on the electronic health record.
Wow.
She's wicked smart.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say.
Why don't you go ahead and kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Kate?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is still considered a loss for you. Looking at the big board, Kennedy has 2,546 wins. Only 216 losses. She is over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything. Question number one. The Aldi grocery store chain is honoring Def Leppard and Guns N' Roses with their own line of limited edition cheeses. God, I'm getting old.
Because that's what I think about when I think of Guns N' Roses.
Aged cheese. There you go, Carson.
Some Guns N' Roses ricotta sounds tasty.
Mm-hmm.
Which of those two bands wrote the song Pour Some Sugar on Me?
Def Leppard.
Question number two. Ashton Kutcher turns 41 today. What was the name of his old prank show on MTV?
Oh, God. Punked.
Question number three. The Grammys are Sunday. Who is hosting?
Oh, God. It was Ariana Grande. Oh,
jeez. Cheese and crackers.
Question number four.
We're moving on.
Yes. ABC is close to renewing the Conners for a second season. The show averaged just under 10 million viewers last year. What did Roseanne Barr blame her Twitter outburst for that got her fired? She was on
something with Donald Trump.
All right. Question number five. NFL star J.J. Watt is going to be on Seth Meyers tonight. He raised almost $40 million for the city of Houston after it was ravaged by a hurricane. Which hurricane? Was it Harvey, Irma, or Maria?
Maria.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Just trying to come up with a good Def Leppard cheese, but I
Guns N' Roses is good.
Guns N' Roses is
good. Oh, damn, yeah, that's good.
That's a good one. Kennedy.
Yeah.
Let's see. I have Kate down for 2 out of 5.
All right.
These are tough.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Question number one. The Aldi grocery store chain is honoring Def Leppard and Guns N' Roses with their own line of limited edition cheeses.
Cheese.
Which of the two bands wrote the song Pour Some Sugar on Me?
Well, that was Def Leppard. What are the cheeses called?
We didn't get that. Dan, did you see any?
No, that's all I
We were trying to
like
come
pour
up.
Pour some Gouda on me?
Well, we were trying to figure that out.
Pour some Gouda on me.
I like that.
Fondue it up.
Instead of photograph, it could be Parmesan. I don't really know. Yeah. All right, go on.
It's tied at one. Question number two. Ashton Kutcher turning 41 today. What was the name of his old prank show on MTV?
Punked.
Justin Timberlake crying after they smashed his guitar?
Best thing ever.
Ha, ha, ha.
So many trucker hats.
Tied to one. Question number three. The Grammys are Sunday. Who is hosting?
Alicia Keys.
As reported on by?
Kennedy. That was like a week ago. I don't remember what I did 5 minutes ago.
3-2. Question number four. ABC is close to renewing The Conners for a second season. The show averaged just under 10 million viewers last year. What did Roseanne Barr blame her Twitter outburst that got her fired for?
Ambien.
Yes.
It's a hell of a drug.
4-2. Question number 5. NFL star J.J. Watt is going to be on Seth Meyers tonight. He raised almost $40 million for the city of Houston after it was ravaged by a hurricane. Which hurricane was it? Harvey, Irma, or Maria?
Harvey?
It was Harvey.
Woo!
Irma was Florida. Maria was Puerto Rico. 5-2 is the final score. Kate, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but I do have a $50 gift card to Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. Sweep your Valentine off their feet with Fleming's decadent 3-course meal. Visit FlemingsSteakhouse.com to make your reservations, okay?
Thank you.
Yes, Kennedy.
Do you want to hear the cheeses?
Okay. Yes.
Sweet cheddar of mine. Girls just want to have Fontina. Wake me up before you goat.
But those are the
Total Eclipse
bands.
Of the Havarti. They did them for a lot of bands.
Oh, okay. I'm so confused.
I love that.
Billy Goat is not my lover.
Billy Goat is not my cheese. That's pretty good, Kennedy.
Those are they. I didn't make those up. That's what they actually did.
Kate, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Kate from Waltham, and I can't see Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kempi Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends from Cumberland Farms. Andrea's from Marlboro. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
Welcome
hey girl.
In for Redemption Week. So we bring back the 5 most recent competitors who have defeated Kennedy and give Kennedy a chance to redeem herself.
Yeah.
Didn't go so well for her yesterday.
Did not.
No.
She lost to Roger.
It was bad.
Got smoked.
It was bad.
Smoked. How do you lose to a guy named Roger?
He was really, really, sorry, really Roger. Smart.
How do you lose to a guy named Roger? Andrea, what was the score when you defeated Kennedy before?
It was 4-3.
All right, Kennedy out of the studio.
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Same to you.
5 trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy when you sell
$100. Roger's got hit by a truck today.
Honestly,
he's like, what just happened?
All the Rogers are going to start texting you.
Yes.
There's only 8 of them out there, so it's fine.
Kennedy, as you can see now, she's over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening on the air. If you look up on the big board, you can see she has 2,540. Is that 7? I can't quite tell.
Yeah. 7.
7.
Yeah.
2,547 wins, only 216 losses. You tie, you lose. Question number 1. Chelsea Handler has written a memoir called Life Will Be the Death of Me. What was her late night talk show on E called?
Late Night with Chelsea Handler.
Question number 2. The Simpsons have been renewed for seasons 31 and 32 on Fox. It will pass 700 episodes.
Wow.
What is the name of the principal of the school Bart and Lisa attend?
Isn't it Principal Skinner?
Question number 3. Modern Family has been renewed by ABC for an 11th and final season. Who does Ariel Winter play on the show?
Alex. Alex Dunphy.
Question number 4. Adidas is launching a line of Game of Thrones sneakers.
What?
Because when I think of sneakers, I think of Game of Thrones.
They're going to be, instead of shell toe, it's going to be dragon scale.
Okay. So here for it.
All right. I like that. The final season of Game of Thrones starts in April. Which season number will this be?
Season 8.
Question number 5. The Lego Movie 2, the second part, opens in theaters tonight. Who voices Emmett in the franchise?
I don't know, Chris Pratt.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Definitely not Roger.
Pulled that one out of my butt.
What else you got in there? I don't know.
I like Andrea.
No, that's it. That's it.
I like Andrea. Roger was great
that's
yesterday.
It. That's Andrea's it. That's all I got in my butt.
Andrea got 4 out of 5, Kennedy. These are very tough questions. Uh-huh. Question number 1. Chelsea Handler has written a memoir entitled Life Will Be the Death of Me. What was the name of her late night talk show on E?
Chelsea Lately.
Chelsea Lately is correct. 1-0. Question number 2. The Simpsons have been renewed for seasons 31 and 32 on Fox. It will pass 700 episodes. Who is the principal of the school for Bart and Lisa that they go to?
I don't know.
Principal Skinner.
Seymour.
Question number three.
Middle name, Seymour Gary Skinner.
Modern Family has been renewed by ABC for an 11th and final season. Who does Arielle Winter play on the show?
I don't know. Oh,
she is going down in a ball of fame. You might not know the last two either. Question number four. Adidas is launching a line of Game of Thrones sneakers. Hey, don't get mad at your microphone.
No, I was trying to throw it at Dan, but I hurt myself anyway. Karma. Karma. Don't shake boy.
The final season of Game of Thrones starts in April. What season number will this be?
8.
Oh, damn, you got it.
Wow. A little quick on the buzz there, guys.
Sorry. 3-2, question number 5. The Lego Movie 2, the second part, opens in theaters tonight. Who voices Emmett in the franchise?
Chris Pratt.
That was a good guess, actually.
Oh, it was in your butt, too.
Yeah. 4-3 is the final score. Andrea gets the win.
We got to get Andrea and Roger together and have a little trivia off.
Yeah, let them play against each other. Keep me
out of it. Absolutely.
You know, all of these people are stealing this game from us. We might need to change the name to Ken Beat Kennedy.
What? No. Why don't we bring them in? Let's play with them. If they win, they can have the bit. It'll cost us a little money because there's about 30 of them throughout the United States, but I'm here for it.
I think there's three
ready.
In the city.
I'm ready.
We'll put them up at the Doubletree. It'll be lovely.
Let's get it.
Andrea, nice job. You got.
Thank you.
You don't get the $100 because you already won that. Crap. However,
has this ever happened?
What?
Twice
in Redemption
Week?
In Redemption Week?
I don't recall.
I don't think so.
So is there like a redemption to Redemption Week?
No, she just doesn't get redemption.
You just get bragging rights for the rest of your life that you beat Kennedy twice.
Yeah, we have thought about putting together like a Can't Beat Kennedy All-Star Week, like people who have defeated Kennedy once or twice. Or why are you shaking your head? No, you want to lose again?
No.
All you get to say is, in your face, Kennedy.
No.
It's okay.
I'm not going to be a sore winner.
You can.
No.
All right, here we go. You got yourself a $100 gift card to Stop and Shop. Love is in the air, and that means worrying about finding the perfect Valentine's Day gift for everyone you love. Stop and Shop has everything you need and more. You enjoy that. Kennedy.
Yeah.
What would you like to say to Andrea?
My name is Kennedy. I'm from East Boston, and I can't beat Andrea. Oh.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, brought to you by our wonderful friends at Cumberland Farms. 99-cent coffee, any size, any time. Especially like if you wake up late for work and you need a little pick-me-up because you're late for work. And your, your name is Chris, and you're from Westwood, and you overslept, and you're late for work.
See what you did there.
Yeah, that would work well, actually. I should stop and get some coffee, be more late.
How late are you?
Like 20 minutes, not that bad.
Aww. Okay.
Seems like the beginning of a bad joke. How late are you?
Chris.
I'm so late, Dad.
Chris, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
What do you do for a living, Chris?
I work for Staples. At their headquarters out in Birmingham.
Oh, we love that place. We went out there before. Yeah, we got to take a tour of the facility.
That's awesome.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, and we got free pens. And...
Did you get Ticonderoga pencils?
I don't know.
Great. Yeah, I got lots of pens.
We took them pizza, too.
What?
That's a big day. Big day. All right, here we go. Kennedy has left the studio. She can't hear any of these questions I'm about to ask you, Chris. You get more right than Kennedy. Win the $100. Kennedy has 2,548. Is that right? I can't see that, Dan.
47. We don't count redemption.
Oh, okay. And 216 losses. Here we go. Question number one. Dr. Oz is going to play in the NBA Celebrity All-Star Game.
What?
He actually played in it before in 2009. What show did Dr. Oz get his big break on?
On Oprah?
Star Search.
Question number two. Michael B. Jordan said he had to go to therapy after portraying Killmonger in Black Panther. Killmonger fought T'Challa for the throne of Wakanda in Black Panther. Which actor plays T'Challa?
I don't know. I'm actually watching a movie tonight.
Question number three. Susan Lucci said she's lucky to be alive after heart surgery. Susan Lucci is a soap opera legend who is best known for playing Erica Kane on which show?
Days of Our Lives.
Question number four. On this date in 1964, the Beatles began their first U.S. tour. Name two of the remaining living Beatles.
Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
And I think it starts with an R.
Yep.
Roger. Drummer, right?
Yep. Yes.
God,
you were right there.
I don't know.
All right. Question number five. Sopranos star Edie Falco is joining the cast of Avatar sequels as a character named General Ardmore. What was the name of the fictional planet the Na'vi lived on in Avatar?
Na'vi.
Na'vi?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I said, isn't it?
Na'vi.
Na'vi. Na'vi.
I don't know.
All right.
Don't get the fictional species wrong, Carson. Come on.
I won't get the fictional species wrong. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
What are you, I can't do it.
What are you guys doing?
Well, you do like the high five, and then you get the high five at the bottom like they did in Top Gun. But
you got to go
I
back around.
I wasn't
360
prepared.
High five is what it is.
I said 180.
No, you're both going 360. One's going 180, one's going the other one. It's 360.
Make that math
full
work.
Circle.
Make that math work.
It's a circle.
Circle.
Chris got 1 out of 5.
Sooch!
Brought to us by Staples.
Late to work, Sooch. Kennedy, these are tough.
Oh,
you ready?
Works? Yeah. I didn't hear
he
that
works part. At he works
right.
at corporate headquarters. Remember, we went
oh,
out there
yeah,
the
totally
pizza
did.
And the stuff. And
sure
the food.
Did.
Yep, did that. Question number one: Dr. Oz is going to play in the NBA Celebrity All Star Game. He actually played in it before, back in 2009. How
We're
many points
him a
did How many points did he score in that game? No, I'm kidding. Where did he get his big break on?
Oprah.
Yes, that was great. Tied to one. Question number two. Michael B. Jordan said he had to go to therapy after portraying Killmonger in Black Panther. Killmonger fights T'Challa for the throne of Wakanda in Black Panther. Which actor plays T'Challa?
I'm just going to move on to the next one.
You know it.
Nope.
I don't.
Oh.
Chadwick Boseman, Kennedy. So
I knew it was a C and a B, but I just couldn't.
Breaker, breaker.
That's it. Jeez, I'm having a rough couple of days.
Question number three. Susan Lucci said she's lucky to be alive after her heart surgery. Of course, Susan Lucci, a soap opera legend, best known for playing Erica Kane on which show?
All My Children's.
Her heart was broken so many times, not winning the Emmy.
Swear to God.
2-1. Question number four. 16. On this date in 1964, the Beatles began their first U.S. tour. Name the two remaining living Beatles.
Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike. I'm kidding. I'm going to say that it's Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr.
Ringo Starr was the one you couldn't get, Chris. So close.
Yeah.
2-1. Question number five. Soprano star Edie Falco is joining the cast of the Avatar sequels as a character named General Ardmore. What is the name of the fictional planet they live
on?
Pandora. There you go.
There you go.
Did she end up with four? You did all right there, Kennedy. Not
bad.
Chris, you don't get the cash.
Damn there.
But I do have four tickets for you to go see the Lego Movie 2, the second part, which is in theaters tonight.
Great, thank you. I'm excited.
So you can watch Black Panther before.
Yes.
And then
go watch a little pregame.
Perfect.
You're not going to be in trouble for being late to work, are you?
No, I won't. I'm good.
Actually, Michelle texted him.
Trivia.
Okay.
Michelle texted and she works with Chris over at Staples, and she said, yeah, you're in trouble.
Dun,
dun, dun, dun. Sorry.
Go get a coffee.
Chris, what do you want to say to Kennedy
you're
before
late
you
already.
Go?
Let's do it.
My name is Chris, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.